Radio MD News. I'm Jim Miller. Doctors in the Netherlands say they found a potentially important new use for a simple old device. The electronic voice box may help hospitalized patients who've lost the ability to speak because they need tubes down their throat to help them breathe. Electronic voice box, or electrolarynx, first developed in the 20s. It's a cylinder about the size of an electric shaver, vibrates at one end. It's been almost used exclusively to help people who've lost their ability to speak. This is Radio MD News. Over-the-counter sinus and pain remedies that combine two common ingredients might cause serious side effects like high blood pressure, as well as dizziness and tremors. These side effects occur because the main ingredient in these, Tylenol, boosts those side effects. Products containing this drug combination include Tylenol Sinus, Sudafed PE Sinus, Benadryl Allergy Plus Sinus, and Excedrin Sinus Headache. Well, nearly 13 million more Americans will be eligible to take cholesterol-lowering statin drugs under new guidelines, and most of those additional users will be older than the age of 60. The American Heart Association guidelines were released last November and expanded the criteria for statin use to include people with an increased risk of developing heart disease over a 10-year period. Men aged 60 to 75 who are not taking statins and do not have heart disease would be most affected by the new recommendations. And it won't be nearly as much fun as eating candy bars, but how about this? A big study being launched to see if pills containing the nutrients in dark chocolate can help prevent heart attacks and strokes. The study will be the first large test of coca flavanols, which in previous smaller studies improved blood pressure, cholesterol, the body's use of insulin, artery health, and other heart-related factors. Second part of the study will test multivitamins to help prevent cancer. For Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. For Health Talk 24/7, log on to RadioMD.com.